Now, even though many societies are moving towards greater acceptance of LGBT people, there are some for who, for whatever reason, would rather not be homosexual. And there are also people who claim they can help them in that regard. Mike Davison is head of Core Issues Trust, and he's on the line. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hello there.
Could you tell us something about the therapy that you do with people?
Well, it's talking therapy, so I just provide space and respectful listening for people who want to work through their issues. And they talk through their past, but also their goals in terms of what they want to achieve.
When you say talking therapy, who do they have the talking therapy with?
With myself. Usually they have come to me and they have a clear goal in that, for whatever reason, they've decided they want to move away from homosexual practices and where possible feelings. And I take them seriously. And as long as they're not being pushed by somebody, forcing them to be there, if they, in other words, have kind of advanced informed consent, they want to go in that direction, then I would want to work with them.
And what are your qualifications in terms of this kind of therapy?
Well, I trained as a psychotherapist for 3 years, but I was not allowed to complete my training because I have a view that people should be allowed to move away from homosexual practices if that's what they want. I disagreed with the United Kingdom Council for Psychotherapy, who says that it's an ethical offence and that it's always harmful to do that, because in my own life, I had done it, and I'd had the advantage of help from other people. So I felt that people should have the opportunity to do that if that's what they want.
Are you implying by saying that the people are prevented from if they feel they have gay feelings or homosexual feelings, that somehow we're preventing them from moving away from that?
Well, that's certainly the case if you read the United Kingdom Council practice guidelines or ethical principles. Indeed, even the Association of Christian Counselors, most of the mental health bodies say that it is impossible to do that, implying that in some way you are born gay. And so if you look at the UKCP principles, which are available online, it talks about the dangers of doing this and of the fact that it is an ethical offence for therapists who are involved in this work.
Would their concern perhaps be that normally when people go for therapy, it's for some sort of psychological or emotional disturbance? It's for something that needs to be cured because it's within a therapeutic context, and that puts being gay as a sort of a disease. And the prevailing view in most Western societies, at least, is that homosexuality isn't a disease, that there's nothing wrong with you if you're gay.
Well, I think your concern there is accurate in the sense that people need to be free to live the way they would like to live. But here's the point. You know, sometimes we go for counseling for grieving. We go for counseling for all sorts of different things. That doesn't mean that we have a disease. It means we need a certain kind of support. And if the relationship between the client and the counselor is a viable relationship and a salient relationship, in other words, the client, you know, wants to work with that particular therapist, then that's a good working relationship. So sure, there needs to be checks and balances. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a clear contract, if you like, in terms of what the goal is. But I would say we are preventing people going in this direction because psychotherapists throughout the United Kingdom certainly are afraid to work in this area because there will be a backlash from those who are politically motivated to prevent people from changing, because the theory is we're born gay and it's impossible to change. Now, what we are arguing is that this is very nuanced, and there are always different outcomes in every situation. And you know, some of my clients work themselves to a position where they are then in viable relationships with people of the opposite sex, loving and fulfilling relationships. But that's not the outcome for everyone. Some just find that they don't continue with homosexual practices. They may still feel led in that direction, but they're working on their issues. And this needs to be taken seriously rather than saying that these people are, you know, being inauthentic or disrespectful to gay people.
Well, I mean, one of these people might say go to a different therapist who would tell them you've no reason at all to feel ashamed about your feelings and who you are.
Well, and I would say the same thing, because shame actually is the basis of homosexual feelings and enactment. When you are shamed, when your self-esteem is low, when you don't feel as though you are a valid member of your sex, you look for a fulfillment and connection in a sexualized way, and that's part of the problem. So,
are you saying this about all gay people, that that's what motivates them to be homosexual?
I think that let's talk about the ones who come to me. Very often they are shamed. They feel completely isolated. And their isolation is not for any other reason than they feel that they cannot function as they want to function. They want to have non-eroticized relationships with the same sex, and they want to move towards, you know, a loving relationship with the opposite sex. So this is not all gay people. This is some people who feel that this is the direction that they want to go in.
But would you personally have any problem with what I assume are the vast majority of gay people who want to be gay, who want to have gay relationships and want to get married, who want to have kids?
I feel that we need to have societies that are open on both sides of the equation. Those who wish to live in that direction, that is, you know, a direction that they should be allowed to choose. But by the same token, people who are not happy with it need to be taken seriously. Now, to be honest, if you ask me, is a homosexual relationship the healthiest way of doing it, of doing life? My opinion would be no, I don't believe it is. But that's
when you say not healthy. What do you mean by that?
I don't think it's the best fulfillment of human life and potential to live in a homosexual relationship. And I feel I need to be allowed to be free to hold that opinion without being disrespectful or hateful towards gay people.
Well, I imagine probably gay people would find that disrespectful and indeed hateful, that somehow their relationships aren't as legitimate as heterosexual relationships, that aren't as healthy as heterosexual relationships.
But how is it that, you know, I feel there's a double standard, because people who want to leave homosexual practices are A, being prevented from getting professional help to do that, and B, I am afraid, often being told that they are in some way being inauthentic. They're not being genuine because this is who they are told. Here's the point I would make. If you come out as a homosexual man or a woman, it's usually after a long period of time when you have decided there's no other way and you're not going to change. So there's a kind of prerequisite. I can't change, therefore this is who I am, and therefore I shall come out as gay. Now, you know, if you've made that decision and that is your experience, then that's going to be in the direction that you go. But it might be that there are other options, and I would argue there are other options. And so, you know, a 13-year-old boy who says he has homosexual feelings at the moment in our system is being told, well, that's who you are, so get on with it, you are gay. But surely other options are, okay, you are experiencing feelings for the same sex. What does this mean? What does this indicate? If you believe that you are born gay, well, it's finished and done. But if you don't believe that, then there may be an indication that this is telling you something about the way you have come through life, your experiences at school, your relationship with your peers and your parents. And therefore, you know, why take on a gay identity? You just need to look at this and see whether this is really the direction that you want to go in.
I imagine most parents, if their 13-year-old said that they were having homosexual feelings, would say, A, either they are gay, or B, they're perhaps going through a phase, and try not to pressure them either way.
Well, that would be unusual in many homes, I would say, today, who are under enormous pressure to just pronounce a person gay because they have homosexual.
Who's putting this pressure on them?
Society is. I think certainly in the UK, the direction in which state sex education is going is very much in a way that often, for example, denies people faith and denies any Judeo-Christian perspective on things. So that would be an issue for some people. Other people are concerned because to in any way express a different point of view about this leads often to great trouble with people who are particularly proactive in the school system to protect these children. They think they're protecting them, but I'm not sure they are in all cases. What I'm arguing is that there needs to be checks and balances. And as a society, if we become intolerant on either side, we may hold opinions, but if we become intolerant and disallow anybody their own truth, I think that's problematic. So whether you are for or against, we have to be, I think, very, very careful in what we do, particularly with young people and children on this issue. And we have to give them all the options and not just the one option, which is often, if you have the feeling, that is who you are, therefore take on the identity. I think that's oversimplistic and dangerous.
Yeah, the thing is, though, that this idea of tolerating everybody's point of view, even if that point of view says, well, some pigs are more equal than others, to paraphrase George Orwell there, that essentially seem to be saying heterosexual is better than homosexual, and that's okay if you feel you should be allowed to say that. But obviously, if you're a homosexual, you can quite understand why people would think it's not okay to say that. It seems like you're arguing that people should be tolerant of your intolerance.
I don't think that we are intolerant. We are not saying that, and I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to live and practice and talk about their issues. But what I am saying is
it's not an issue, Mike. For many people, being gay is part of what they are, and it's fantastic, and they're delighted with it, and they have love in their lives, and they have a perfectly normal life like you or I do.
I understand that, but I don't hear you to be giving the same credit to those who want out of it. To want out of it seems to be in some way a criticism of gay people. These people have tried gay. I can tell you about clients who 2 years ago were coming out of active gay relationships, unhappy, seeking a different way. And after 2 years, they are now in viable relationships with the opposite sex. And that, why can we not celebrate them and just accept that that was the pathway that was best for them?
Maybe
you're better at that in the Republic. I don't know. I don't believe we're so good at that here in the UK.
To be honest, Mike, we're better at most things here in the Republic. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Mike Davidson there.